57 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of March 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. It has been a fun-packed week, especially for our travel campers, starting last weekend with a Cedar Rapids Rough Riders game. The energy level, I hear, was incredible. Campers had a wonderful time at that. Then Wednesday, the campers traveled down to Circuit 21 and watched Murder on the Orient Express. The campers went away with a lot of excitement from that event. Then the big thing is our trip for 2024 is our London trip. They'll be checking in on Sunday the 3rd, and they'll be flying out of the Cedar Rapids Airport over to London Heathrow. There at Heathrow, they'll be picked up, have a little mini tour of London, and then on Wednesday, they'll be going to Trafalgar Square and to Westminster Abbey. They'll be seeing Big Ben, the London Eye Tower Bridge, Tower of London, stopping by Buckingham Palace, and the list goes on and on. A wonderful, incredible opportunity for our campers that are part of our travel program. And a big thank you to all those people that have helped make this very special trip possible. Here at camp, our staff have been going through a week of orientation. This is a chance where the staff learns all kinds of things from how to care for the campers to CPR. It's an intensive week, and we're coming through with an incredible group of counselors for our spring season. A big thank you to Doug Welton of New Hampton, Iowa, for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to their Lions Club. The New Hampton Lions Club have been longtime supporters of camp. It was a delightful group and had a wonderful evening there. Also, a big thank you to Roberta Snyder. Roberta is from Yale, Iowa. She delivered here to Camp Courageous 19 quilts, a real labor of love, along with some paper products in memory of her dear friend Dana Decker. Roberta and Dana were members of the Pythion Sisters, and every year they would travel for hours to deliver quilts and camp needed supplies. Dana had Camp Courageous as her Pythion State project, and ever since 1990 they have been wonderful supporters of the camp. A big thank you also to Amy Snyder, who is Roberta's daughter-in-law, who drove her to Camp Courageous, which was hours, and then they also headed down to Eldridge to visit some more Pythion friends. Amy was a Camp Courageous triathlete, and she lives in Marshalltown. So a big thank you to both of them. Roberta is 92, I believe, and both Roberta and Amy did the zip line, which was quite the treat. This Wednesday we'll be in Cedar Falls at the University of Northern Iowa speaking to their public relations class, where they'll be doing a special project for Camp Courageous, which we sincerely appreciate. If you have a group that would love to hear more about Camp Courageous, give us a phone call. We'll love to come out and talk to them. Or if you'd like a tour, contact Camp Courageous. Fundraisers, a big thank you to Kettle Sons RV. We had a great turnout for pancakes and free will donation. As a result of that event, we are now completely out of fruitcakes. And a big thank you to all the Kettle Sons and all their staff for a great time. Also, a big thank you to Galen Muller from here in Monticello, who invited Camp Courageous to show their car, 1957 Chevy, at their Iowa Rod and Custom Car Show. We had a great turnout, lots of people, and a good time. So a big thank you to Galen. Camp's largest fundraiser continues to be the Manchester Garage Sale, located 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. And a big thank you to all those people that volunteer to make that possible. That is run 100% by volunteers, and so many good people bringing their items to the garage sale to be sold. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Also, right here at Camp Courageous, we have our winter sale going on. It's in our camp's main lodge. It will be open through April 1st, and they're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on the first Saturday of each month from 9 a.m. to noon. So big thank you to all those people that come out for that. Congratulations to Bob Hatcher from Anamosa. He's just retiring as the Jones County Tourism Director. Has done a super job, invited hundreds of people out here to Camp Courageous over the years, and we wish Bob the very best in his retirement. Also, a big congratulations to Dr. Vernon from Anamosa on his retirement. He's played a huge role in the medical care of hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the Jones County area. Congratulations, Dr. Vernon, and all the best to you in retirement. 36 years ago, in 1988, Camp Courageous board member Lee Clark donated his fruitcake recipe and began baking fruitcakes in the camp's lodge kitchen as a fundraiser for the camp. A fundraiser that grew to baking over 10,000 fruitcakes at one time. Lee was honored when his son Bill Marsh of San Bruno, California began volunteering to help his dad. Bill easily won the award for coming the furthest, flying from San Bruno, California. Bill was a lifetime supporter of Camp Courageous and recently passed at the age of 98. Bill was born in Colorado. His dad was Forrest Marsh, and he died in a motor vehicle accident. His mother, Florence Skelly Marsh, returned to Monticello with their children. There, she met Lee Clark, a builder, and they married. Lee was a loving husband, a father to Virginia Bill, and a new daughter, Mary Lee. Bill flew the P-40s Flying Tiger planes in World War II and headed out to San Bruno, California, where he worked at United Airlines for 32 years. A wonderful person, lots of great stories, and our sympathy goes out to his family and friends. The need of the week is grass seed. Spring is right around the corner. We hope you can help us out by buying a sack of grass seed and sending it out to the camp. We much appreciate it. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.